This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting the Ponies on the BetRivers Network.
Just over a month away from the Kentucky Derby. This is Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. Dr. Moose Malusis with you. Soon to be doctor, maybe. Who knows?
No, me. I will have to get my education.
Well.
What's going on, Mons? Hello, everybody.
Yes. Nice freezing, close to spring, 27 degrees this morning, I saw.
Yeah, brisk morning. Yeah, I know. It's back to winter all of a sudden
and
here in the north.
Disastrous storms coming on Saturday, so no racing aqueduct. So
1 to 2 inches of rain.
Great. Nice way to spend your weekend. Not going to Six Flags Great Adventure or anything exciting. Just trying to stay dry.
Dude, we should have a Malusis Monzo family road trip to Six Flags this summer.
Well, it's 30 minutes from me, so that's...
You're 30 minutes from beautiful Jackson, New Jersey.
I am. Well, 30. It's a 40-minute ride to Great Adventure. I have an annual pass. So
you have an annual pass to basically every theme park,
Park museum. Just picked up a monthly pass. This place called Urban Air, so the kids can go bounce around on trampolines to blow some energy off. It's just if there's an annual pass, I'll get it.
That's good for you, man. I my kids would love that. We should do that this summer.
They just put in new rides, new roller coasters. I know, you know, my kids love roller coisters. I know you love the Velocicoaster at Universal. You said that was a one and done for you.
Yeah, I nearly threw up afterward. I had to immediately go get myself a Coke to re-get my sugar levels back. I got off. Midway through the ride, I was like, oh, my God, I might hurl.
Well, so I did that this summer as well. How about that part of that ride, if you remember it? I mean, maybe you blacked out, where it kind of slows down and you're like, all right, we get a breather. And then it takes off to a next another level.
Yes.
Where it goes up on that first, that big climb on the second half of the ride. Man, that was crazy.
Dude, it's an amazing ride. It's crazy. But I'm glad I did it because, you know, I don't know when I'll be back to Universal Studios, but... It was something else. I'll tell you that it was nauseating.
All right. So this weekend it was nauseating, just like our picks sometimes. Anyway, moving on to the fair.
Well, last week wasn't great. I was close with some of my picks, but not great. So this week we're looking to try and bounce back with some winners, and we're going to hit the fairgrounds.
Louisiana Derby is the headliner this weekend. Going in, as we, like I said, mentioned earlier, just a little over a month away from that first Saturday in May, going to focus in on four graded stakes races. There are other stakes races, and if anything strikes our fancy, we'll put it out on Twitter. Four graded stakes races at the fairgrounds this Saturday. Hopefully the weather is accommodating. It wasn't the last big fairgrounds day. If you remember, we were betting these races in the slop, and Sierra Leone got home for you in their feature in the slop. We are going to be looking at the New Orleans Classic, which starts off the day 1 1/8 on the dirt. Moose for older horses. I like this kind of a race. Every week I feel like I say this, 1 1/8, my favorite distance. A lot of good horses in here. We've played these horses in the past. We've, you know, a lot of the money supply,
Red Route One, Gasoline,
American Velocity,
Money Supply,
Best Actor, who Speed Horse favorite last time out. Losing to Money Supply, if you remember, and you probably don't, I'll tout one of my picks. Money Supply was one of my best bets a couple weeks ago, winner at 9-1, so a rare good one there.
Yeah, that was a good pick by you. It really was. I mean, listen, the mine shaft on a sloppy track, I won with Gasoline, ran third at 7-1. He's running, the gelding is running in this race on Saturday at the fairgrounds. I think it's an interesting betting race. I mean, I think the question with like Money Supply, who that was a good, great value in the mine shaft after he was being bet the way he was. I thought he was a little cheap going into the grade three race, but you were dead on correct. And now it's a question of, do you think Monzo, he makes it two in a row Or should I say, not two in a row, one, two, three, four, five, six in a row for Money Supply Saturday in the ninth race at Fairgrounds. Is that who you're
on? He is my top pick. And I just like, honestly, what it comes down to is I like horses who win at the same track. I like horses in form. And he's doing all the right things. It seems as though he found the new gear. He comes into races where there's some speed up front. Big track like Fairgrounds, he's going to make that move and he's going to battle down the stretch. A horse that we'll look at later in the card is Beatbox. Very similar. Does, you know, has really one style of running. And when his gear gets going, he may not be like super quick down the stretch, but he's going to keep coming and he's going to keep coming. And that's how he won the last out. Same thing happened with Money Supply. Some good horses in this field. I think the extra distance help. He's won at a mile and an eighth. Money Supply has. Keeps Tyler Gaffley on a board. Joe Sharp winning at 16%, Gaffleone winning at 20% there, winning nearly at, if I'm looking correctly, 50%, no, no, 23% together. So a lot of good things for these connections. He's going to be my top pick. Again, it comes down to the value because a horse that's won five in a row, seven of the last eight potentially, going off at 4.5 to 1, to me is a great price. I think the horse that you really do have to fear in this race, and you're going to take into account that I think we're going to have good weather there, and that's going to be Best Actor, who is, I believe, favored in this race, but will get a firm track. Looks to be close to the lone speed. We know how great Flavian Pratt is. We know how good Brett Cox is. You know, ran his tail off last out just to get, you know, just to lose by a head. You know, some people think, oh, well, the extra distance. I don't think that. That doesn't bother me if he sets the fractions the way he wants to go. I think it really comes down to these two again. I think you can throw some of these other horses in the trifecta. But to me, the Best Actor Money Supply Exact is going to be my best bet. I'm going to use Money Supply on top because of the value. But if you're going to tell me the other horse that I think has a big shot, and I'm not giving you a big price here, and that's Best Actor, who I think is going to be much more difficult today.
Yeah, I could listen. I could understand that. He's just never won at the distance. I mean, that's the problem you have. He's never won at the Fairground, never won at the distance. The great Harvey Pack used to say, you know, never been a favorite. If he's never done it before, maybe he could on Saturday with Flavian Pratt and Brad Cox. But that is not where I landed. And, yeah, I think Money Supply was fantastic in the last race. And maybe Joe Sharp just – and clearly has this horse on the come. There's no doubt about it. He's won five straight races and the step up into a grade three. And now, you know, steps up into a grade two event on Saturday. I don't know. I'm going to take a shot in this race on a little bit of a flyer. Correas, Arad Ortiz, Super Corinto, I should say, Super Corinto. We've not seen him since the Dubai World Cup last March. So it's been a long time since we've seen him. Ran at Gulfstream Park, December of 22, November of 22, ran 97, 98 by our speed figures. A six-year-old out of Super Saver. Has run well, you know, in the past fresh. And I think the grade one event over in Dubai was just too big of a step up, right? You know, Algiers and Ushba's Tesoro was in that race. Has been really consistent. I find it fascinating that Arad Ortiz, who's there on Saturday, I get it, hops on aboard this race and hops on aboard this horse and you're getting 12-1 on the seven Super Corinto. For Correas and Arad Ortiz. It's a little bit of a shot. I know it's a little bit of a dart throw. I don't like Best Actor at 7-2. I respect your pick of Money Supply, but if I didn't have him at 9-1, you did. It's hard for me to now take 9-2 on Money Supply on Saturday. I like Gasoline a little bit, three races back. I'll be using him underneath as well. Those would be my top three picks. Well, I'm going to go with Super Corinto, the seven on top. A little bit of a shot, beer and pizza money kind of a bet. And then I'm going to use Gasoline and I'm going to use Money Supply, the two and the five underneath. But I'm going to take a shot with the seven Super Corinto.
So play that trifecta and play that exact as well. Make some money on the New Orleans Classic. Race 10 at the Fairgrounds on Saturday. The Muniz Memorial Classic, a mile and an eighth on the turf moose and Beatbox is back after victorious for us. I believe it was 6-1 last out. We got a really good price and remains 6-1 on the morning line here. Some really good competition in this race going all the way to the inside with Adamo, strong quality, 6-1 on the morning line. Web Slinger. 9-2 on the morning line. Deep Closer as well. Beatbox, we mentioned. Iris Aces, Palazzi, Gigante, Point Proven, a really solid horse. Johnny's Fireball Rising Empire, who I love a name like that. First off, Classic Empire is one of my favorites. Anytime you throw an Empire in there, I'm excited. Risk Manager, Woods and Water, I'm very busy. Big field here for this race, Moose. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, you know, typically we play with our heart and we both love beatbox here. I'm going to look elsewhere in this race. I think he's ran exceptionally well the last two. I think he benefited last time from the turf being a soft and a rail trip, a very rare, perfectly timed rail ride by Joel Rosario. And I'm not going to go with Webslinger either, who I think is going to run a strong race. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where if you look at the race flow, I've probably criticized this horse in the past, but I'm going to go with Strong Quality here, who has been really game in the last couple of races, even in defeat last out. You know, it looked like this horse was going to hold on, putting up, you know, mildly fast fractions in the soft turf with beatbox down his throat. I mean, there was a point where we bet beatbox up the rail and it looked like he was going to fly by and didn't get by that easily and basically had to get the Joel Rosario nudge down the stretch to get it and just got up by a head. I think Stroke Quality is going to come back here. Not a lot of speed in this race, if any. I think he's going to be able to control the pace. You know, Velasquez is as good as anybody, even though he hasn't ridden this horse in the past. Cassie, you know how great Mark Cassie is getting horses ready. You know, just makes a lot of sense here. I think the race flow benefits Strong Quality here. And, you know, handicapping this race, yeah, there's some very good closers. Webslinger is going to be coming off the pace, has run against tremendous horses in the past. We know what Beatbox can do. Other horses I mentioned earlier. I think the race flow just benefits Strong Quality at 6-1. And I think we've seen in the past he's going to be game. We know what he's going to do. He's going to go to the lead. I think that race last out's a lot better than the result, even though he finished second. He could have won that race. Has put up 100 speed buyers in the past. Has run in grade ones. Big shot here. Strong Quality, 6-1 in the morning line. You know me, lone speed. Love that on the turf.
Yeah, no, I get it. There's horses in this race, though, that has shown front end capabilities in the past. Johnny's Fireball, Rising Empire are two that have run close to the lead, excuse me, or on the lead before in the past. Now, it's been a while. You have to dig deep into their past performances or to go out there and find it. Now, you're not wrong. You know, I like beatbox a lot in the race. However, that's not where I landed. There's one that I like a little bit more. It's not your top pick. It's not Strong Quality. I think it's a favorable jockey switch when we're looking at it and, you know, going to your guy, Flavian Pratt, and that is Webslinger is 9-2 on the morning line for Mark Cassie and Pratt. I understand that you look at it, need some pace to run at, never run at the fairgrounds, 1-4 at the distance. It's going to be coming from behind. Pratt's a magician. We've seen it before, especially on some of these turf races. Really has become, you know, when he moved from Southern California over to the East Coast, became more of this kind of national jockey, has been really, really successful. I think he's going to get enough pace off the layoff, off the, you know, enough pace up front. Now, if Johnny's Fireball, Rising Empire don't go out there and challenge Strong Quality, and Strong Quality is able to go out there and just walk on the lead or control the pace up front, then you know what? It's going to be an issue for any of these closers, whether it be beatbox, whether it be Webslinger, and these horses coming from behind. I think it's a positive jockey change going from Zayas to Pratt. There's no doubt about that. I think the buyer speed figures do fit. He's running nothing but grade ones and grade twos in recent memory. Has never run at the fairgrounds. I don't think that's going to be a negative. A son of Constitution, a 6-year-old gelding. That's where I landed. I landed on 9-2. I'm going to go on the back class and the brilliance in the past at times of Webslinger. And that's where I landed at 9-2 on the morning line in race 10 at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's my exacta, 6-1, 9-2. I think those are the two best horses in the race. Certainly have to use beatbox well underneath, you know, certainly will make some noise in the exacta, I think is a much play in any trifectas. But, you know, I'm on the Strong Quality Webslinger exacta box. I think that's the top two in this field. I just think Strong Quality gets the race flow in his favor. And I agree with you. Everything you said about Pratt. The one thing I know about Flavian Pratt and Joel Rosario is Rosario is going to ride the form no matter what. Like, that's just how some of these riders are, where Pratt's going to get a feel for the race. And if he thinks he's got to move early, he's going to move early. You know what I'm saying? So he'll make the aggressive move and put Webslinger in position to win the race, even if they're crawling up front. So That's why I think those are the two that we're going to be seeing flying down the stretch. And that is my exact. And I think based on what you said, you're going to play that.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And I think another horse that's intriguing in the race, not to confuse you when you're handicapping this race, is you go all the way to the outside, and that's Chad Brown and Irad Ortiz. I'm very busy. The Son of Cloud Computing, 4-1 on the morning line. The 100 buyer speed figure at Gulfstream Park was really impressive. Ran second to Warm Heart, who's a brilliant Euro. We know that. I think I'm very busy is fascinating when you look at this race. Is that 100 buyer speed figure, is that a sign of things to come? Never really touched that before over the course of his career. Maybe he's matured now as a four-year-old. We've seen that before. It's Brown, it's Ortiz. I just hate the post position. I think Arad's going to have to ride a masterful ride for him to get the trip that he's looking for.
Race 11 at the Fairgrounds is the Fairgrounds Oaks. Oaks, a grade two event for three-year-old fillies. The return of Tarifa, your winner in the Rachel Alexandra last out, 8-5 on the morning line, your morning line favorite. My pick in that race was Alpine Princess, who's cross-centered as well at another track, who I thought was going to run really well. And the Rachel Alexandra ended up running up the track. Another horse that's really interesting this race is Our Pretty Woman, Steve Asmussen, Joel Rosario aboard. Pretty good field, Moose. I have to be honest with you, I couldn't get past the favorite, Tarifa, who was so impressive last out. And has pretty much been impressive in every race, minus the one run at Churchill Downs in the claiming race, the optional claiming event. Solid in debut, a little bit green next out. Runs at the Fairgrounds, very solid performance, battling down the stretch. And then the Rachel Alexandra essentially wins for fun, I understand. And one, it was sloppy. Two, it was only a six-horse field. But I just think has shown so much. I love the connections. Really good horse. A lot of experience at the Fairgrounds. 2-for-2 at the distance. This is one of those races where if you're playing multi-race wagers, I think you got, I personally will single Tarifa and feel very confident in that pick.
I'm going to use her underneath. There's no doubt. I landed on the 7, Our Pretty Woman, for Joel Rosario and Steve Asmussen at 4-1 on the morning line. Now, the concern you have is, in her two races, a daughter of Medaglia d'Oro, a three-year-old, is that she's won both of those races over sloppy tracks, both at the Fairgrounds, 2-for-2 at the Fairgrounds, 2-for-2 at the distance, all the things that we talked about before, but still, has done it impressively, right? And the buyer speed figures are on the ascent. Third race of her career on Saturday in this stake race. It's the go rider, one of the go riders as of late for Steve Asmussen. We know that. We know Rosario, you know what she's going to try and do. She's going to be forwardly placed or on the lead on Saturday. And I think there's more there. The foundation is there. Out of a Spikestown mare who was a sprinter, but out of Medaglia d'Oro, who was, a brilliant kind of classic dirt horse. I think Our Pretty Woman's got room to improve. I think when you're looking at her, workouts, I think they're there as well. Love the last workout, March the 11th at Fairgrounds, second best out of 10, 5 furlongs at 101 flat. I think there's room for improvement. The concern you'd have is, has a tremendous wet rating of 421. Was she a product of the sloppy track? It's a little bit of a gamble. I get it. I totally agree with your sentiment when you're looking at Tarifa. If you're playing multi-race exotics, pick threes, pick fours, pick, whatever it might be, then there's no doubt about it. You have to use the 5 at 8-5 on the morning line for Flavion Pride and Brad Cox. I think there's three you got to use in this race, and you don't have to get, I think it's the 5, the 6, and the 7. I think you got to use Tarifa. I think you got to use Intricate. And then you're going to use my top choice, which is the 7, Our Pretty Woman at 4-1 on the morning line.
The top of the stretch here, the Louisiana Derby, 1 3/16 for three-year-olds, points for the Kentucky Derby on the line here, Moose. And you were dead on last out, Sierra Leone, big-time winner in the Risen Star. Not entered in this race, but another horse that you liked in the past, Agate Road, in the mix here.
Yes.
Catching Freedom, a horse that I liked last out, comes back here at 4-1. And all the way to the outside, a horse that seems to always draw the outside, and that's Track Phantom, super talented speed horse for Asmussen, 3-1 on the morning line. A couple other speed horses in this race as well. I think it's a really good race. I think it's a competitive field.
It's a great betting race.
Yeah, I think it is a really good betting race. And I think you have to use Track Phantom. much like some of the other horses we've talked about earlier, you know, goes to the lead, and when he does give it up, when he loses, he battles down the stretch and doesn't just give it up and fade to the seventh or eighth. Some really solid performances. The outside draw does bother me a little bit, but we've seen him do it in the past. Could you get past this horse?
Yeah, Track Phantom is not my top choice. That's not where I landed. I landed on Eckgate Road, that's my top pick in the race. Pletcher, Ortiz, coming out of Sam Davis, ran really well, beaten, you know, by a length and a quarter, finished second that day, but came all the way from the back of the track, was really impressive. I think I texted you after that race. That's a horse to be keep an eye on. Now, needs a lot of things to go his way. He's got no front end speed, no foot speed coming out of the gate. Needs a pace to be able to run at. You know, he's never run at the fairgrounds, never run at the distance, but at a quality road, out of a gemologist mare, I don't think the distance is going to be any sort of an issue. The workouts have been on point. I need a little bit of a bump up when you're looking at the speed figures. Now, has only run twice on dirt. One time up at Saratoga last August, in a race that was rained off, that they ran a mile on the main track, ended up being a fast track, but still finished second, beaten by a nose. And then in the Sam Davis at Tampa. Tampa is also a little bit of a strange track. I'm going on a little bit of a projection with a Gate Road or in this one, the Ford 8-1 on the morning line. I think there's room to improve. I think he's going to have to show it. They're being aggressive, clearly a very talented horse on the turf or the dirt. They're trying to get him to the starting wire or the starting gate on the first Saturday in May. And if they're going to be able to do that, he's got to run really, really well Saturday. And it's Pletcher and it's Ortiz. I just think it's go time on Saturday. I'll take 8-1. I think it's a fantastic price. Give me a Gate Road who I think is a very talented three-year-old, really well-bred. But I need a little bit more speed from him and a little bit better of a buyer speed figure. I respect Track Phantom in the race. There's no doubt about it. I think there's a lot of interesting horses to go. I think the Brown Maiden special weight winner now going to the third race, I think is really talented as well. I think that's a fascinating one too, but I landed on the horse that I wanted to like going into it. And sometimes you force yourself to like a horse. I didn't force myself to like it. But I landed with a Gate Road. I'd use Tuscan Gold underneath. That's the Brown Gaffleone combination coming off the maiden special weight win at Gulfstream Park. I'd use Track Phantom underneath as well. Those would probably be my top three choices. You're not, no doubt about it, when you're looking at the heart, the Track Phantom, and the fight and the grit that he shows down the lane. I just don't know if I necessarily believe Saturday is going to be his day in the Louisiana Derby.
I absolutely love, and I'm singling, and I'm putting all my eggs into the wagon of Catching Freedom in this race.
Oh!
Just everything I look for in these 2 to now 3-year-olds, getting better every race, good foundation, mixing it up at different tracks, different distances, different race flows to get in the mix with. And what I loved last race, despite finishing third, nice early move by Luis Saez, recognizing he's going to have to go. Battles, puts away some horses, goes extremely wide. A lot of contact down the stretch with Sierra Leone, who was getting through and running a phenomenal race. Flattened out a little bit late. I'm going to put that on maybe the early move, but I love the fact that this is a battling horse. This is a horse that I think when you're looking at the Kentucky Derby, a horse that's going to be mid-pack, it's going to make a good move and is going to be running down, you know, it's going to put away some horses early and could be in that final, that last quarter mile in that top flight. This is one of the horses I'll be looking at, and that's Catching Freedom. Improving buyer speed figures, a lot of foundation. I love the move to Flavian Pratt here, who, by the way, is winning only at 33% at the fairgrounds. He'll recognize the pace. He'll recognize if he has to go. He'll recognize if Agate Road is coming and he's got to make that early move. I think this race sets up really well for him. There is other speed in this race. Antiquarian is a speed horse that might, you know, wear down Track Phantom, who's going to be all the way to the outside and going to go to the lead. I think we're going to see the best of Catching Freedom this race, who ran really well last out, had a couple excuses. No excuses this time. Should get a really good trip. I think this is going to be the coming out party, and his Catching Freedom is going to be right in the mix as one of your top Kentucky Derby contenders coming out of this race. So that's my top pick, Catching Freedom. Absolutely love him. We'll use Agate Road. We'll use Track Phantom. We'll use Antiquarium as well. But I think at 4-1, really good value, really good horse. Looking forward to this one for sure.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – what's your take on Hall of Fame for Asmussen and Santana?
Obviously an excuse, last out in the slop.
Yeah.
Was super impressive, two back. Love the fact that, you know, they ran over this track and were dominant at a super short price, came back at a, you know, 3-1. Just didn't show much. I guess the excuse you can make is the slop. And we both said, I think we said when we talked about that horse, Gunrunner himself, and then Gunrunners didn't like the slop. So that's a very easy line you could put through that race. So certainly a horse you have to use. It's one that I have to see it in a big race before I put some money on it. So if he comes out and wins this race, runs really well, you know how much I love Gunrunner, I'm going to be backing this horse moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's interesting at 8-1. Like, I think this is, sometimes we get into betting races or into races and they're not a great betting race. I think you can go a lot of different ways in this one. Like, I could understand why you like Catching Freedom. You know, I like A Gate Road. There's something to be said about Track Phantom, the little bit of a projection with Tuscan Gold. I think Hall of Fame is also interesting. They paid $1.4 million for this horse out of Gunrunner, out of a Giant's Causeway, Flag Day Mare. I mean, that is amazing breeding when you're looking at it. Clearly hated the slop in the Risen Star. Santana stays aboard 8-1 on the morning line. I would not be all that surprised if he fires a big one on Saturday in the Louisiana Derby.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways to go in the Louisiana Derby. It's a fantastic betting race.
It's one of those races where what makes horse racing great, I think, is you could bet $18 on this race and connect a really good trifecta and make a lot of money.
Yes.
Like, if, for me personally, like I talked about how I like Catching Freedom. If I use that horse on top, pick 4 or 5 horses underneath, and a lot of these horses underneath are going to be 8-1 or 6-1, and then get that field underneath, and you get one of the longer shots who are very competitive in this race. For $16, you can hit like a $900 trifecta.
Yeah, well, that's what's great is then, and sometimes we get into these prep races where almost the race is predetermined before the gates ever open up, because of short fields and an overwhelming favorite. And there's not a lot of money to be made. That is not the case when you look at this race. That's what makes everyone's like, ah, all you guys talk about is the Derby, the Derby, the Derby. Well, it makes it, it's one of the great betting days in thoroughbred racing. Why? Because the pools are huge. The fields are big. It's a lot of quality racing. And you can make, in not betting a ton of money, you can make a lot of money. I mean, that's the point when you're looking at parimutuel wagering and you're looking at the Kentucky Derby. So, I think Louisiana Derby, there's a lot of ways to go in the race, especially if you get a fast track. You know, we're supposed to get a lot of weather up here in the Northeast. You know, if it ends up being a wet track or anything like that, then it changes it. But still, I think it's a tremendously balanced race where you can go a lot of different ways. I respect Track Phantom, hate the post. But there's a number of ways that you can go in the race. And some of the horses, a little bit of a projection. And sometimes you have to do that, especially when you're looking at three-year-olds, because they can improve in the blink of an eye.
With the Kentucky Derby itself, and we'll obviously do much more on the Kentucky Derby as we get closer, you know, you talked about parimutuel wagering. So often, I mean, we've seen recently the favorite win at 5-2 or whatever, the Kentucky Derby, but because the pools are so big, you know, those trifectas and exactas pay hundreds, even if the favorite comes in. So it's a good race to certainly use prices underneath, and a race like this as well, where you can get a price on top and underneath, can be very profitable.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it can be profitable. You can make, like you mentioned, if you're able to track the winner and then find some prices underneath, whether it be trifectas, exactas, whatever it might be, you can do a little bit of damage. So Louisiana Derby, great rendition this year. I can't wait for the race. I can't wait for the gates to open up at the fairgrounds, get locked in. There's so much. It's a great time of the year. It really is.
Still have the Wood Memorial, the Florida Derby, the Bluegrass. So plenty of prep race.
Santa Anita Derby as well.
So there's plenty of prep races for us to get into. We will look at each and every one of them as they go off. Moose, best of luck this weekend. Let's try and get that strong quality web slinger exacta home for a big big hit for you, Moose. Doc Moose.
That would be great. That would be great. I imagine I'm going to get nosed out by strong quality because when Monzo and I go head to head, Brian always wins and I always lose.
Even if it's by a disqualification and inquiry, I'm in.
No doubt about it. That's the famous when they ran the Arlington Million at Arlington Park. Yes, that's exactly and right. That ruined my night.
I will never stop reminding you about that.
I know. Thank you.
All right, Moose. Listen, best of luck. We will talk to you guys next week. Listen and subscribe to the podcast, Betting the Ponies, right here on the Bet Rivers Network. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.